Theaters in Philadelphia have asked for a citywide report addressing the challenges to their survival, and now they have it. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance conducted an audience survey in the spring to find out who goes to the theater and why.
Theaters are being hit by a triple whammy. First, it was the pandemic shutdowns, then the elimination of federal arts funding, and now Patricia Wilson-Aden of the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance says it's SEPTA cutting public transportation.
That suburbanite is drawn to a city experience. Let's go to the theater. Well, they can't take regional rail because of the curfew, which means that that multiplier effect, you go to the theater and then you go out to dinner. That's not going to happen.
A new survey conducted by the Cultural Alliance shows that most theaters are seeing their audience grow, but few have yet to return to pre-pandemic numbers. It recommends that theaters consider pay-what-you-wish ticketing models and lean into social media marketing to adapt to new audience behaviors. Amy Murphy of the Arden Theater said many theaters have already started to do these things.
Most of us have changed our start times. We're starting at 7 and not 8, addressing the fact that people want to be home at night now. So I think it's just a constant leaning on all the levers to see what's working.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.